do art for yourself. Like, don't try to influence yourself into like becoming popular. That's just kind of what I stuck with. I keep remembering, like, it doesn't have to be perfect, it's just for me.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to this podcast. I've never done this before. This is new, and I'm recording it on crappy audio equipment on my laptop. Bear with me. Hopefully you'll find this enjoyable. Thank you.
ASMR.
All right. So, hi everybody. My name's Mike DeSisti, and this is my very first podcast. I'm really excited to be doing this. I have a special guest today that I'm going to bring on for my first podcast.
Hey.
I will introduce her in a second. A lot of times, you know, when I create art, the biggest problem that I have is knowing when I'm done with it. And my secret weapon that I use a lot of times is my daughter, Catherine. And I have her here today. Catherine, say hi.
Hello.
Catherine, tell us about yourself and tell us about your background in art and how you got started doing art.
So I got started doing art, like, it was just kind of a childhood pleasure thing that I like doing in my free time, and it was just like every kid loves doing art, right? And then it just kind of like escalated from childhood to just like be able to do art in the future, and like I started to make myself become better at art and just like using tutorials and teaching myself everything that I could.
What kind of art do you do? Do you do like drawing, or tell me the different kinds that you do?
I like to try a lot of different medias, which like eventually just turns into different kinds of art. I mostly like doing 3D things where it's like creating things, or like not flat artwork. I'm not too good at flat artwork, which kind of discourages me a bit, but I would like to become better at that.
When you say 3D, are you talking like computer or like physical, like actual 3D?
Yeah, like physical art. Yeah.
What kind of 3D things?
I create like dragon puppets, and like in the past I've created things with clay and painted on that. Just, yeah. Although you did mention like computer art, I have done digital art, yes.
Okay, so tell me about these dragon puppets. What are these like?
They're created out of paper and cardboard, and like they're 3D, they're pretty sturdy, and they're like not made of cloth or anything, although I have used cloth in the past. When you think of a puppet, it like has a moving mouth, which these puppets do have.
Okay, I know this is like a podcast, and it's kind of hard to see things. We don't really have visuals, but how can people see these puppet dragons?
A popular method for people to share this kind of art is through social media. I share mine on YouTube, which, like, I'm not really doing it for fame. It's just, like, if someone happens to come upon my channel, they get to see that, like, just what I do, but I'm not trying to become popular, but if I do happen, then, like, yay.
And do you have a YouTube channel?
I do.
What is it?
It's mostly for art that I do, which is, like, a hobby that I have. And I've done a lot of dragon puppets on it, but I'm hoping to kind of broaden my horizons and, like, try just art, like the art in general, with like different mediums and trying that.
Cool. So I was not really paying attention because I'm really bad at listening, but did you tell the audience out there what the YouTube channel is so they can follow you and subscribe?
I suppose that not really, but I mean, like,
are you not comfortable doing that at this point? That's okay if you're not.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, telling people how to subscribe if they want to see your dragon.
I don't want to force that because, okay, I like to just, like, I don't want to force that on them. I've observed myself, and how if someone tells me to subscribe on YouTube, I will if I want to. But I don't usually do that when they say.
Sure, but I'm going to argue that people listening right now might think, wow, I want to see what these dragon puppets look like. So what can they do to see what they look like? What is the YouTube channel?
It's like, do you want me to say like a name?
Yeah, say the name.
So like at cat, lowercase, and then underscore the and underscore carrot. So like cat the carrot.
Now, I want to get back to how to know when I'm done with the painting, because a lot of times, like, I'm done with something and I don't really know when I'm done. And Catherine is amazing at helping me tell me when it's done or not. And I bring her down the basement. That's where I do a lot of my painting. And I take her downstairs, right? And I say, yes. What do I say to you?
You ask me, like, what should I add?
And then what do you tell me?
I usually say, whether it's done or not, like, give tips on the painting and obviously what could be added, but also what it, like, I ask what it could, what do you want it to look like? And then based off of that, I kind of just recommend what colors and what place, or if something is already in the painting, seeing what like repetitiveness that I can add on to that, I guess.
There you have it. I mean, she's really good at doing that too. I mean, a lot of times, you know, I'm like, okay, is this done? What do I need? And she lets me know. Why do you think you're so good at doing that?
I'm not sure. Well, I think in my own art, I like to do it kind of by myself when I do my own art. So I usually, when I try to know when I'm done with my art, I usually just, like, it's kind of about pleasure. If I like it, then I think I'm done. Or if I have a goal that I want to get to, like I want it to look like this, then I try to do that. But if I'm not liking it, then I just don't do that.
How do you know when you're done? When you're done with something, when you're done with a dragon, for example?
I think it's kind of about quality. If the quality is where I want, or if the, like, amount or something, like the colors, or if I like it and how it looks and I am pleased with it, that's kind of what art's for. You're supposed to like it. You're supposed to enjoy doing it. So I kind of just do that until it's done, until I like it, and then that's just kind of when it's done.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Catherine, for joining me today on my very first podcast. And if anyone out there listening has any, I know that knowing when you're done with art is one of the questions that I get asked a lot. How do you know when you're done? And I know that it's something that a lot of artists struggle with. So if anyone has any tips or any comments they want to make, and I know it's very individual and it's very different for everyone, but if anyone has any just general comments on what they heard today or anything like that, feel free to chime in and send me a comment. And thanks for listening. And anything you wanted to add, Catherine, about art or finishing or anything at all?
Do art for yourself. Like, don't try to influence yourself into, like, becoming popular. Just always remember that, like, always remember your goal that you started. If when you started art, always remember your goal that you had in the beginning. As an example, like, I always just wanted to have fun with it and make good art and, like, enjoy the skill and talent that I did have. And that's just kind of what I've stuck with. I keep remembering, like, it doesn't have to be perfect. It's just for me.
That is a fantastic point. I know, because, you know, a lot of times, you know, you start creating art for one reason and then, you know, you start posting it on social media and then you start paying attention to the likes and then you start going in another direction that you didn't start to begin with, you know, and then you have to kind of reel it back in, right?
Yeah. It can be hard to, like, steer yourself in the direction you want to go when other people are saying opinions and there's just so many different opinions about what people say. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to kind of tune out the noise, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, cool. Thank you very much. I really appreciate you joining me.
And yeah, of course.
I hope to have you back. You were my best guest so far.
Cool. Yeah.
And my first podcast. All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.